Graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
me,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And it's time for Raptors baseball for you here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us tonight as the Raptors get ready to get rolling against Green Bay. It's a tough one as the Rockers have been looking good this season and they've continued to look good in the second half. Right now they sit in second place in the second half in the Great Lakes West, only behind the Wausau Woodchucks, but an 11-6 record is certainly going to be tough to take on. The Raptors hoping, though, to get back on the right track. They are going to be behind Tristan Krusenberry on the mound, and I talked about him already a little bit in the open, but Krusenberry, a right-hander, and his last start came back on July 9th in game number one against Fond du Lac. He went six innings, allowing just one earned run, although three runs in total. Either way, it was a quality start, the Raptors' only quality start of the season, and it was just the second time that a Raptors pitcher had gone at least six innings. So a very strong game from him, looking to continue that. His last time out, though, was out of the bullpen. He pitched one inning in the last game prior to the All-Star break back on July 13th against Wausau. Struck out two batters over a perfect eighth inning. So looking to keep that rolling here, and we'll see what Krusenberry can do against the lineup for the Rockers, which consists of the leadoff man Stefan DiCorrado, followed by J.P. Peltier. Colin Helms bats third. Joe Manella is the cleanup hitter. Eli Selga bats fifth. David Bayania is sixth. Aiden Cooney bats seventh. Zage Lancaster is eighth. And Helton bats ninth in center field. For your Raptors now, taking a look at their lineup as they are going to be facing off against Mac Crowley. Crowley on the mound for the Rockers, and I already talked a little bit about him, but not too much. Crowley, a right-hander who is going to be getting back out after a season-long four-inning performance back at Lakeshore his last time out. That was on July 13th. He's had a full week of rest. But in that game, four innings pitched, he allowed just two hits, although allowed three earned runs. Did struggle with the walks. He walked a couple of batters, but did strike out three as well. His first appearance for the Rockers came back on July 2nd, at least of this season. He is a three-year veteran of the Northwoods League. Last year spent some time in Green Bay, but the previous year it was in Mankato. So looking to continue his Northwoods League prominence over his career in the NWL, a 4.00 ERA over 63 innings, and looking to keep that rolling here. He'll see if he can against the Raptors lineup, which will be led off by Royce Clayton Jr., Kareem Arusevic, and Jake Beauchesne, due up in the top of the first. Hayden Carlson, Landon Gaz, and Lachlan Maud follow, batting 4 through 6. And then batting 7 through 9, it's Harrison Garrett making his Raptors debut, followed by Madden Akko and Luke Skinner. Just about ready for first pitch, and on the way, it is taken for a strike at 1:04 p.m., 1 minute early on the start time today. But hey, that never hurt anyone, and Glad to be on the air here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are hoping for a road win. It's been a while since they've got one, as Clayton swings and misses for strike number two to bring it 0-2. Royce Clayton Jr. batting leadoff for the first time in a while. He has batted leadoff a couple of times this season, but not all too often. Most recently, he's been batting in the five hole, but now moved up to the top of the card, and the 0-2 count misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Kareem Arusovic bats second in the order. And so you go from a righty to a lefty and then back to a righty with Jake Beauchesne batting third. It's a righty-righty matchup for the leadoff batter with Clayton at the plate. Takes the 1-2 count a little upstairs for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count on the season. Royce Clayton Jr. batting just 220. He did play in last game, went 0-2, but was able to place down a sacrifice bunt, although thereafter still unable to score, unfortunately. 2-2 the count, taken a bit outside and didn't miss by much on that one, but now a full count to Clayton, and he's certainly working the count well, and I talked about this over the past couple of games. Clayton has been focusing on that plate discipline, but still working on finding the hits. 3-2 count taken outside for ball number four, and Clayton will work a leadoff walk to start the game for the Rafters. Trying to get the offense rolling. It's been a while since the last time that the Rafters scored. They've been shut out their last two games, and you have to go all the way back to pre-All-Star break, the last time that the Rafters scored a run, which feels like a while ago. That was in the 7-6 victory against Wausau. Back on July 13th, 1 week ago from today. First pitch on the way to Arusovic, misses low for ball number one, and now a 1-0 count. Arusovic, a left-handed hitting third baseman, up for the first time this game. He's batting .316 on the year. He was one of just two batters to pick up a hit in yesterday's game. Takes the 1-0 count at the numbers for strike number one, and now an even count, 1-1. For the lefty batter who comes to the Rafters from UC San Diego. Lefty-righty matchup, and a pickoff move back to first, and this one bounces off the glove and then hits the umpire at first base. Bounces back into play and could have gotten away, but unfortunate placement of the first base umpire doesn't let it get too far away, and so Clayton stays on first base. Still a 1-1 count to Arusovic. Pitch on the way, and Arusovic swings and sends it high in the air, straight back out of play. 1-2 the count. And Arusovic, he's had a couple of big games for the Rafters. And while he doesn't have quite a hit streak going anymore, not really anyone having a hit streak rolling for the Rafters. Gaz did have a hit streak, but that was dropped yesterday as he put up an over, unfortunately, from the plate. 1-2 the count, misses north of the zone for ball number two. Now 2-2 to Arusovic. And, well, you've seen this from Matt Crowley early. Crowley is working ahead in the count, and then he's trying to pitch around the zone, get swings and misses, but the Rafters are staying disciplined. 2-2 the count. This one is sent into right field, down the line. It's hooking foul and reach into the alley for a foul ball. Still a 2-2 count, and here in Green Bay, obviously you guys can't see the field, but it is the weird dimensions here in Green Bay. Over to right field, it's just about 250 out to that right field pole. It is not far whatsoever, although about a 20-foot tall wall. It is a pretty tall wall, so you have to add about 20 feet onto that distance. Arusovic sends the 2-2 count, once again fouling out of play to the left side of the field, bounces off the concourse, and he'll see pitch number seven. And while in right field it's so short, in the left field it's 338 to the pole. And in dead center field, it's probably over 400 feet out there. And this pitch is ripped from Arusovic, but straight away to center field. And like I said, that's a tough spot to hit it to. And it goes to the center fielder who makes the play for out number one. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with a runner on first and one away in the top of the first inning. Still tied at zero. And Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, up for the first time this game. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crowley on the mound for the Rockers. Rowley finally able to get his first out. It has not been efficient for him pitch count-wise, however. This will be pitch number 14 of the first inning. Taking his time. Now Crowley fires, but it goes upstairs for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Aiden Carlson is on deck, but a double play is in order that could end the inning. So the Rafters hoping to avoid that fate. It'll be up to Beauchesne. Runner taking off from first. It's called a ball. Throw on down to second. Not picked up by Bionia. It gets on by to the shortstop, who is backing it up. It's a stolen base for Royce Clayton Jr., and he shows off the wheels with that one. Runner in scoring position now for the Rafters, and a 2-0 count to Jake Beauchesne. Still only one out in the top of the first. Rafters looking for their first run since Wausau. 2-0 the count. Crowley taking his time looking home. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. He fires a breaking ball and a good hold from Beauchesne as he wanted to swing but able to watch it miss for a ball. 3-0 the count. And Crowley, he is being worked right now by these Rafters batters. 17th pitch of the first inning on the way, and a 3-0 count is taken right down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count, and here in Green Bay, I love the view because I am a big Packers fan, and of course you can see Lambeau Field over here from the first base line, and just so cool to get to see that off in the distance. 3-1 the count, and Beauchesne lifts one high in the air, popped up right side of the infield in foul territory. First baseman going over to it. He'll make the catch, keeps Clayton on second base, and it's out number two of this first inning. Jake Beauchesne, despite leading 3-0 in the count, not able to get on base. And now Hayden Carlson up to the plate with a runner on second and two away in the top of the first. Still knotted at zero. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop. His OPS has dropped below 900 for probably the first time since game number one. 899 to be exact. 308 batting average, though, as the first pitch to Carlson hits the lower part of the zone on the breaking ball for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Carlson making it a righty-righty matchup with Crowley on the mound. He'll be followed by Landon Gaz. Got back-to-back saddleback hitters, Jake Beauchesne and Hayden Carlson. Clayton getting a bit of a leadoff, but a swing and a miss from Carlson brings it 0-2 while Clayton returns to the bag at second. Crowley trying to get out of this inning despite the leadoff walk, although a hit could do some damage if Carlson's hit is able to land successfully. 0-2 the count, and he swings and misses at strike number three. Great first inning from Matt Crowley. Even though the pitch count got up there, he allowed no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. To the bottom of the first we go. It's 0-0 here in Green Bay on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And back here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are trying to get back in the win column, but tied at zero, they've got to have a strong pitching performance in this first inning in the order to stay in this one. And Tristan Krusenberry out on the mound for the Rafters. He's a right-handed pitcher. I've talked about him a few times entering this game, and I'm really excited to see if he can keep it rolling because, of course, I mean, he's just such a fun guy, and you always got to root for him. Such a cool story to get to talk about every time that he's on the mound. And trying to get back into the groove of things. Hasn't been his best season as he returned from the Rafters last year. He takes on the leadoff man, Stefan DiCorrado, and the first pitch is a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and DiCorrado, left-handed hitting left fielder for the Rockers. 0-0 ball game, and the 0-1 count misses away to bring it 1-1. DiCorrado entering this game, he's batting .414 from the plate. OPS at .937, and the 1-1 count misses low to bring it 2-1. Krusenberry, a righty on the mound, lefty at the plate, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 2-2. And well, you talk about righty lefty matchups for Krusenberry this season, it has certainly been a bigger struggle against left-handed hitters, as expected. Lefties having a 300-point higher OPS, but a swing and a miss here from DiCorrado is going to lower that gap, as that is strike number three. One up, one down in the top of the first, and J.P. Peltier steps up to the plate with one away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the first. Still a 0-0 ball game, and Peltier, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Krusenberry misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Peltier entering this plate appearance, he's batting .238 and smokes one out towards center field. Clayton is on the run. He's trailing back to it and makes the catch at the warning track in center field. And I tell you what, I talked about that center field wall being deep, and that just shows it off right there. So a fly out for the second of the first inning, and it brings up Colin Helms with two away and the bases empty. And, you know, looking at Stefan DiCorrado's strikeout, it's rather shocking because Tristan Krusenberry is not a strikeout pitcher, but he struck out three batters in his last inning and two-thirds now. First pitch on the way to Colin Helms, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And in his six-inning quality start, he had just one strikeout. 1-0 count, misses again to bring it 2-0. And despite having limited strikeouts in his previous appearances, that's been what's working for him over these last couple of games. 2-0 count, misses just below the zone. Now 3-0 to Helms. Helms, a left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup. On a 3-0 count, he's going to take it all the way, but it missed above the zone, and that's ball number four. First base runner of the game for the Rockers, and it comes on a two-out walk to Colin Helms. Brings up Joe Manella with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the first. Still tied at zero, and Manella, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, up for the first time this game, and batting just .222 this season. However, he's got eight RBIs and his OPS .733. So he's certainly been able to do damage when he is able to make contact with the ball. First pitch, he holds off on. Check swing, did he go? No, he didn't. 1-0 the count. Manella, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound. Over on first base, Colin Helms. You're watching for him to take off, and here he goes, full swing, but it's kept in the hand of Rafters catcher Harrison Garrett. No throw down. It's a stolen base, but also a strike. And Harrison Garrett making his first start for the Rafters after he's played in a couple of different summer leagues this year and returns to the Northwoods League for his second season in the 1-1 count. Misses a little bit outside to bring it 2-1. Drusenberry's been all around that strike zone right now, just not able to find the edge quite yet. 2-1 the count with the runner on second, and this pitch is fouled right off the leg of Manella, and he'll step out of the batter's box to readjust himself. That a lot of times can be more painful than it looks. The batter's kind of just got to get back into the box and be ready to go. 2-2 count. Chance to drive in a run with a single. Helms on second still. Breaking ball and just able to spoil it. Joe Manella sticking out the bat and getting a piece of that baseball to stay alive. So still a 2-2 count. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. Drusenberry looks back to second, where Madden Akko is covering, and Akko calls for Drusenberry to step off of the mound, and Drusenberry's a little bit confused right now. It looks like Akko and Garrett are having a meeting more so than Drusenberry. And so Madden Akko and Harrison Garrett are having a conversation. You don't see that all too often, but Garrett, like I mentioned, he is new to the Rafters. It's his first start behind the plate. And he's had limited time in college, playing at Southern Wesleyan this past season, a couple years at Cleveland State Community College, and this one is hit pretty well out towards right field. Going back to the wall, and it is off of the scoreboard and out of here. Two-run home run from Joe Manella. And makes Drusenberry pay. A huge hit out towards right field. And with that short wall over there, you're for sure going to be able to get that one out of here. Although off the scoreboard, that one might have been out at a few different ballparks. 2-0 the lead for the Rockers in the bottom of the first. And it brings up Eli Selga with the bases empty. And Drusenberry slips off of the mound. So now toes back on the rubber. Officially that one called a ball on a pitch clock violation, I'll assume. 1-0 count is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. And Drusenberry just kind of slipped off the rubber on that last one. 1-1 the count, misses low to bring it 2-1. And Drusenberry trying to get back into his flow, and despite allowing the home run, he's been able to come back from big hits before, and the 2-1 count misses high for ball number 3. And it's always got to do with the response to see if Drusenberry can get back on track. 3-1 the count, and the pitch misses a little bit outside for ball number 4. No. Okay, yes. Selga was still at the plate for a while. I thought that was ball number 4, and just wouldn't be issued the walk for a while until eventually the home plate umpire says, all right, you can go. And so now on first base, Eli Selga, and it brings up David Bionia with one on and two outs in the bottom of the first. 2-0 the lead for the Rockers. Righty-righty matchup with Bionia. First pitch misses in the dirt and gets away from Garrett to the backstop. And there goes Selga on to second on the wild pitch. 1-0 the count to the right-handed hitting second baseman. And with that, the Rafters will have Mike Spears, the pitching coach, head out to the mound to have a chat with Krusenberry. For Krusenberry, this has not been the start that he was hoping for. It wasn't a bad beginning to the game. He struck out the batter, then allowed a fly out. And I think Krusenberry might have been thrown off a little bit by the mound visit between second baseman Mananaco and catcher Harrison Garrett, because Krusenberry was ready to go when time was called by Akko. He kind of looks back towards second and says, why are we calling a timeout? And then the next pitch he threw, he left it over the plate, which resulted in the home run. So Krusenberry has to get back into the right mental state here. He's got a 1-0 count, trying to find his stuff, and the pitch to Bionia misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Bionia batting .271 this season. He's been able to get hits, but only one home run, and the 2-0 count misses north of the zone for ball number three. 3-0 the count. Bionia, .271 batting average. He's got 17 RBIs. A hit here could drive in the runner from second, but he swings and misses at the 3-0 count to bring it 3-1. It's a high fastball from Krusenberry, and good location on it. Bionia's eyes lit up on it. 3-1 the count. It misses outside again for ball number four, and that's the third walk of the game for Tristan Krusenberry. So David Bionia on to first base. Eli Selga still on second. Four straight rockers have reached base, and it brings up Aiden Cooney, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with runners on first and second and two away in the bottom of the first. Still 2-0 the lead for the Rockers. Krusenberry just trying to work out of this first, and the first pitch is smoked but fouled down that right field line and out of play. That was another one that looked very similar to MJ Sweeney's home run from yesterday's game. Sweeney sent one 45 degrees in the air off the bat. That is a high launch angle. And still, it was able to get out of the park. That one from Cooney was lifted high in the air, but in foul territory. Blocked by Garrett on the next pitch and keeps it in front of him to maintain the runners on first and second. 1-1 the count now to Cooney, who's batting .211 this season, but a .732 OPS. 1-1 the count. Krusenberry looks back to second, brings it home, and now it's a fly ball out towards left field. Going to be a long run from left field and sliding down. Oh, a nice snag by Jake Beauchesne for out number three. And Krusenberry is able to get out of this inning, but not before two runs came across on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We head to the top of the second. It's 2-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And Mac Crowley back out to work for the Rockers. His first inning, not too bad. He allowed the leadoff walk, but then retired the next three batters in a row to keep it a scoreless first for the Rafters. So now they're going to be turning to Landon Gaz to lead off the top of the second. It'll be the 5-6-7 batters for the Rafters. That's Gaz, Lachlan Maude, and Harrison Garrett making his first appearance from the plate as a Rafter. But first pitch to Gaz is hit high in the air out towards right field at the warning track. It will be caught, and that is out number one. Gaz got a good piece of that one, but just not quite able to get it out of the park, especially as an opposite field hit. Had to get a little bit more into that one in order for it to pop over that right field wall, and instead, there was Selga who made the catch. So now up at the plate, the right-handed hitting first baseman Lachlan Maude. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crowley on the mound. First pitch on the way is taken high for ball number one. Back in the bottom of the first, the Rockers scored the two runs on a homer from Joe Minella. Christian Krusenberry had 30 pitches in that inning as well, as the 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. So Green Bay was seeing the ball pretty well, but Krusenberry still able to work out of it with only the two runs of damage done. Crowley now with the 1-1 count, sends it home, check swing, didn't go, and it's called for ball number two. 2-1 the count, and Maude, he's been struggling to start his Rafters career, batting just 133 from the plate. But of course, catcher is such an important defensive position. He's been playing pretty well there, but sends one off the end of the bat in foul territory, and now it's a 2-2 count. Maude from New Mexico Junior College, a commit to New Mexico for next spring season. Going to make that jump to Division I baseball. 2-2 the count. And Crowley fires. Maude pops one up to shallow right field. Now back into the infield. Bayania is there, and he makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the second, and the Rafters have seen their last five consecutive batters retired by this Green Bay pitching staff. And it brings up Harrison Garrett with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the second. Still 2-0 the lead for the Rockers. Garrett, a right-handed hitting catcher, his first plate appearance for the Rafters. He did have 9 at-bats, and oh man, takes that one off the elbow. So, well, his first plate appearance, doesn't get a hit, but does get hit by a pitch. And so he's over onto first base in his first plate appearance. Garrett, last season for Thunder Bay, he had 9 at-bats, went 1-for-9, but drew 5 walks and 1 hit by pitch. So he was able to work on base almost 50% of the time in the Northwoods League his first time up. And here, taking a hit by pitch in his first plate appearance. He's now on first base, and it brings up the righty Mananaco, who skies one in the air towards the right side of the field. Bayania is there towards the right field line. Not quite in foul territory. He makes the catch, and that is out number three. So the Rafters not able to score any runs. There were no hits, no errors, and one left on base. To the second we go for Green Bay, and they are looking to add to their 2-0 lead when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WF.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Luke Skinner getting things led off next inning for the Rafters. But before we get to him, we have to see the order from the Rockers, who will be led off by Zage Lancaster, McLean Helton, and Stefan DiCorrado here in the bottom of the second. It's a 2-0 lead for Green Bay at the moment. Tristan Krusenberry looking to work through it. First pitch is called for strike number one against Lancaster. 0-1 count. Krusenberry back out for his second inning of work after throwing 30 pitches in the first, and one ripped over to short and a diving play from Hayden Carlson. He makes the catch on a line for out number one. What a play there. Hayden Carlson, quick reaction time, and it brings up McLean Helton with nobody on and one away in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 lead for the Rockers still, and Helton, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound. First pitch to Helton gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. And Helton up for the first time this game. He's the nine-hole hitter for the Rockers. They'll be back to the top of their order with the next batter, DiCorrado, due up. 0-1 the count, misses tight to bring it 1-1. And Krusenberry, he's been more of a pitch-to-contact pitcher here for the Rafters. And in the first inning, tried to get a little bit more strike-heavy, but that led him to walking three batters trying to pitch around the zone. 2-1 the count. It misses below, and now 3-1 for Helton. Helton batting .226 this season, and a .656 OPS, takes the 3-1 count right across the middle of the plate to bring it 3-2. Helton from the University of Houston, he's 6'3", 190. And he gets a little bit of a late swing, grounds it over to second, picked up from Akko, throw over to first, and they got him on the 4-3 putout to bring up DiCorrado with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the second. Still 2-0 for Green Bay, and while they got the runs that they needed back in the first, both on the home run from Joe Mannella, and the Rafters have been hit a little bit harder in the second half by the home run ball than they were in the first half. That's kind of been the focal point as the first pitch to DiCorrado misses low for ball number one on the breaking ball. It was a good pitch from Krusenberry, just couldn't get the swing that he was hoping for. Now he gets the swing, but it's lined over to second, and there is Madden Akko for out number three. Another liner caught by the infield, and a three-up, three-down second inning for Tristan Krusenberry. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third, and it's 2-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And Rafters Baseball back on the air here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us as we get to work in the top of the third inning. And man, such a beautiful day for baseball out here in Green Bay. And no, it's about an hour and a half to a two-hour drive here out in Green Bay. It's not a quick one, but it's not too far away as the Rafters trailing 2-0. It's a Luke Skinner at bat to lead us off. The left-handed hitting right fielder up for the first time this game. He's the nine-hole batter for the Rafters. Fouls the first one back to bring it 0-1 the count. And Skinner trying to get back into the flow of things. Takes the 0-1 count upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Not just is it a great temperature and weather out here in Green Bay. I tell you what, got a live band going and got a bit of a breeze. There's a lot of fans here, too, as the 1-1 count is swung on and missed by Skinner. 1-2 the count. And I've come to this Green Bay Stadium before, and they haven't had as many fans as they do today. And, well, I tell you what, for fans to come out to a game here, this is about the best day that you could have chosen. Sunday afternoon and beautiful weather as that one has popped straight back and out of play towards the concourse, and it bounces high to bring the count still 1-2. Skinner batting just 149 this season. He had a little bit of a streak going for a couple of games, but he's gone cold as of late. Trying to get back on the right foot. The 1-2 count misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Leadoff man in the third inning. He'll be followed by Royce Clayton Jr. and Kareem Arusevic. Pitch from Crowley. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Skinner goes down on strikes. And that is one up, one down. As the fans were certainly happy there because Skinner, the beer batter of the game. So you see a mass exodus of fans as they'll go and head to the concession stands. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with hopefully a little bit less heckling. Base is empty and one away, and Clayton pops one out of play to bring the count 0-1. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, up for the second time this game. He's one of just two batters to reach base successfully for the Rafters. He drew a walk back in the first inning. 0-1 the count from Crowley. Breaking ball, misses inside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Clayton batting just .220 this season, but he's shown off the ability to get some good hits in. No home runs yet for him as the 1-1 count is taken outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Right-handed hitter is going to make it tough to get it out over that right field wall. However, I'm sure that he wouldn't be too mad if he sent one to the opposite field today. 2-1 the count. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. A 2-2 count. And I tell you what, it felt pretty good on the bus ride this morning. You know, the Rafters right now, they're coming off of two losses, but they felt like they had washed away those losses pretty quickly. They were happy to be back on the bus. It's been a lot of home games in a row as the 2-2 count misses outside for ball number three. And, of course, you love playing in front of the home crowd. You know, it gets to game time, and okay, it's great. But one of the things that a lot of people don't think about with home games is guys got to get there a little bit earlier. Of course, they get their warm-ups before the visiting team gets there. 3-2 count. Check swing. Taken outside. And he did not go. It's ball number four. So Clayton on base for the second time this game. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with a runner on first and one out in the top of the third. Still a 2-0 Rockers lead. And Arusovic, well, he did get a hit in yesterday's game. So maybe not entirely trying to flush away last night. And he sends one into right field. That gets down for a hit. Clayton's into second, but will stay there as that right fielder was pushed way far in, as expected, with the shallow outfield there. And so Arusovic on first base, Clayton on second, and with one out in the top of the third, it brings up Jake Beauchesne with two on. Mac Crowley facing a little bit of trouble in a righty-righty matchup here. Beauchesne has done some damage before. He had a two-home run game back against Wausau, and prior to that, he had a four home run week, including those two home runs. First pitch was called for a strike, so an 0-1 count. Crowley now fires, and a three-quarter swing from Beauchesne, and that's going to get a strike called on him, 0-2 the count. I tell you what, that was a good pitch to swing on, too, but Beauchesne had second thoughts about it. Crowley doing enough to bring the count 0-2. Double play is in order, but Clayton taking off from first. It's a swing and a miss. It gets away, and now taking off for first base is Beauchesne. However, there were runners on first and second at that point in time. They each advance a base. However, I believe only the lead runner is going to get a stolen base because, of course, Clayton was taking off prior, but it seemed more like Arusovic wasn't taking off until the wild pitch missed. Strikeout takes care of Jake Beauchesne. It's the third K of the game for Matt Crowley, and there's now runners on second and third with two away. Right-handed hitting Hayden Carlson, who's batting cleanup, is in at the plate. First pitch to him misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Carlson, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. And he swings and misses at the 1-0 count to bring it 1-1. Carlson, 0-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. That hit by Kareem Arusovic, by the way, was the first hit the Rafters had gotten. Matt Crowley looking strong early on. 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2. The Rafters really struggling offensively over these past couple of games. And I mentioned it wasn't going to get any easier against Green Bay, and Matt Crowley has certainly proven that point. However, the Rafters do have two runners in scoring position with two away. 1-2 count taken away for ball number two. 2-2 now, and Carlson trying his best to keep this inning going. Of course, with two outs, you're not worried about any force outs. 2-2 the count, taken low for ball number three. Now a full count to Carlson, and that pitch didn't miss by much either. And Matt Crowley, after having an 8-pitch inning his last time up, he's up to 21 pitches in this inning alone. 3-2 count on the way home. Swing and a miss from Carlson for strike number three. And although Crowley allows a walk and a single, he strikes out the side. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was two left on base. To the bottom of the third we go, and it's a 2-0 Rockers lead on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, they're doing a free cheese curd giveaway here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was talking a little bit about cheese curds with Landon Desart pregame, and of course, Green Bay, a great place to get those cheese curds, I will say. So is really anywhere in Wisconsin. Gone around Wisconsin Rapids a little bit, and man, I can't remember the name of the place that I went. I got some good cheese curds earlier in the year. Now in the bottom of the third inning, and the Rafters trying to get some things going their way, but right now, not looking in the right direction, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the third. The Rockers getting back up to work with J.P. Peltier at the plate, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-1 the count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2. Tristan Krusenberry back in the second inning threw just 10 pitches after throwing 30 in the first inning. Much better second frame and hoping to continue that momentum, but misses the 1-2 count low for ball number two. And Peltier from Wright State University, he was the cleanup batter for Wright State as they made it to the NCAA tournament. Not just that, they knocked off number one Vanderbilt in the baseball tournament. And the 2-2 count gets a called strike three, and that takes care of Peltier for out number one. One up, one down in the third inning, and that's five straight batters retired by Tristan Krusenberry. Second strikeout of the game for him. And it brings up Colin Helms with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Helms, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rockers. He's been really good this year as the first pitch to him misses high for ball number one. Not as good as Junior Barajas was in his 12 games for the Rafters, but going to be hard to be as good as him. There's a reason he was drafted. 1-0 count is grounded foul right off of the plate, and now a 1-1 count. Mentioning Junior Barajas, his brother Jace pitched in the game last night for Wisconsin Rapids and went 2 1/3 innings. Did allow two runs. That came on a homer from MJ Sweeney. Helms gets under one and sends it out to shallow left field, and it bounces and takes an odd hop in front of O'Shane over his head. So now Helms is headed over to second base with a double. And that turf field always has an odd hop for the Rafters, especially getting used to playing in the natural grass. You switch things up coming here to Green Bay, and after playing eight straight home games, you get to play on turf field for the first time in a while. Rafters haven't played back here in Green Bay since June. We're going to turn that around, and a swing and a miss from Joe Manella brings the count 0-1. Yeah, it's been a while since the Rafters have been here at Capital Credit Union Park. And the Rafters, of course, hoping for a win here. They have struggled against Green Bay this season. 0-1 the count to Joe Manella. Pitch on the way home, and that's called for a strike. 0-2 the count. The Rafters 1-5 against Green Bay throughout their six games they've played this season. This is game number 7, and the Rafters have a few against the Rockers coming up over the next couple of weeks. Grounder goes foul towards the Rockers' dugout. Still an 0-2 count to Manella. And with those games, you got to get used to this pitching staff, because the Rafters right now, the offense certainly struggling. They haven't scored in their last 20 consecutive innings. Actually, more than that at this point. 0-2 the count. Misses low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And yes, you're playing against great pitchers, but you've got to be able to sneak the runs across. And that's been the problem right now, is when they've been able to get the guys on base, they haven't been able to send them home. Runner on second for the Rockers is Colin Helms. He's threatening to take off, but a swing and a miss from Manella. And Colin Helms stays on second. Strike number 3 to Manella. It's the third K of the game for Tristan Krusenberry. Second out of the third, and it brings up Eli Selga with a runner on second, up 2-0 in the bottom of the third. And Tristan Krusenberry, he has pitched, and this will be his 13th game of the year. And across his 13 games, his season high is 4 strikeouts he had against Royal Oak back on June 6th. First pitch on the way to Eli Selga, misses low for ball number one. He's now got 3 strikeouts in this game, and so he's 1 strikeout away from tying his season high. Helms still on second base, 1-0 count coming to Selga. It misses low for ball number two. And throughout the afternoon, still not even 2 o'clock yet. My brain just sees baseball and thinks, oh, it's nighttime. Not quite. 2-0 the count from Krusenberry, and once again slips off the rubber there, and that's a balk as Colin Helms heads on over to third base, and Krusenberry was really angry about that because he knew that that's a balk for sure, but the foot got caught on the rubber, and he looked down and wiped off the mound. You talk about these turf mounds, and Krusenberry maybe losing a little bit of confidence in it after that last play, and he misses the next pitch low for ball number 3. 3-0 the count, and it was against Eli Selga as well earlier in the game. Last time that it happened. Runner on third base now, 3-0 count coming home, and that one misses outside for ball number 4, and Eli Selga over to first for the second time this game. Brings up David Bionia with a runner on first and third, and 2 outs in the bottom of the third. I was talking a little bit about the turf mounds earlier in the season. You go back to that long road trip where the Rafters played Traverse City, and the first pitch to David Bionia is called for a strike, 0-1 the count. And there ended up being a nearly 45-minute delay because the turf mound wasn't set properly. 0-1 the count, gets a swing and a miss. Now 0-2 to Bionia. If there is a problem with the mound, it's not an easy fix, so either way, it would certainly hurt Krusenberry. Either he has to wait a while for it to get fixed, or this one is going to be hit well out towards center field. Clayton going over at the warning track. He makes the catch, and that is out number three. So Krusenberry doesn't seem to matter too much as he's able to get through that third inning scoreless. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. So to the fourth inning we go, and it is still 2-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward